That July 4th storm knocked down trees and cut off power for thousands of Connecticut residents, some of them still in the dark this morning. That's just one storm, though. Connecticut residents know, especially during hurricane season, that the worst could still be coming. Hopefully not. But just in case, AAA is reminding residents of the increased risk of storm-related property damage in the heat of the summer. Joining us on the show is Greg Smolin, who is AAA Northeast's VP of Insurance Operations. Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, Greg, first and foremost, what would you say are good reminders following some of the storms that we've seen in literally just the last few days, from the July 4th storm to even the heavy rains that dropped almost 7 inches in 24 hours in places like Danbury?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing is to make sure you're keeping yourself and your family safe. You're obviously falling trees and they're power is out. So you want to let the authorities correct and fix the power lines and the emergency vehicles to get across the road. So you kind of want to stay safe, make sure that your home and your family is protected, and then you can start to assess the damage and see how the damage can be corrected and cleaned up.
And there's a couple of things that you mentioned in there, Greg, that I think if you got out of the past few days, the storms that we've seen, this should be, I think, kind of a time to reassess and say, hey, this worked. Maybe this didn't. For example, you brought up trees. And I'm wondering what you feel is important to think about when you talk about tree risk, but even flooding risk. And if you have enough insurance, for example.
Yeah. So certainly you always want to make sure trees are trimmed. They're branches are away from the home. Should a tree wind blow branches off trees and it could damage your home. So you always want to, take a look and make sure your trees are trimmed, their loose branches are removed, and they won't become airborne, and that your trees are in good shape, right? For, flood, which usually comes with high winds, make sure your cracks around windows, gaps in your doors, vents, that they're all taken care of. Make sure any outdoor furniture that you make sure that that's inside, because they can easily become airborne and cause damage. And, when it comes to insurance, trees are typically covered if they do damage, right? So if you've had your tree or a neighbor's tree that has fallen or branches have come off and has done damage to your structure, that is a covered risk and covered peril on your policy. If a tree falls down and doesn't hit anything in your yard, there's really no coverage for the tree, unless there is sometimes some coverage to remove that tree if it blocks a driveway or some other accessible area. So again, make sure that first you're safe during the storm and you're inside and not outside where branches and other flying objects can do damage. But again, there is some coverage for trees that you want to assess after the storm. When it comes to heavy rains, flood insurance is something that would cover flood damage. So that isn't typically covered on your standard homeowner's insurance. So you want to talk to your insurance agent about a flood policy if there's concern about flood damaging your home.
I'm curious, though, from your professional standpoint, again, we've got Greg here from AAA, VP of Insurance Operations. Would you say, especially when you saw what happened August 18th to almost 2 years ago and how the Naugatuck Valley was absolutely slammed in that historic event, would you say, if you're not in a flood zone, usually you were not recommended to get flood insurance. But after seeing what happened in almost everybody that was impacted by that storm didn't have flood insurance, would you say that's worth having that conversation, even if you're not in what would be considered a flood zone?
Absolutely. Even though you're not in a flood zone, certainly you know, you can have a flood. You saw that in that example you just gave, and there's examples of that, you know, all around the country. You know, sometimes it's the flood insurance isn't as expensive if you're not in a flood zone. So it's certainly something I think you want to talk to your insurance agent and see what the cost is and see if it's right for you.
And the other thing, too, Greg, you had mentioned before the importance of assessing the damage outside of your home. What are you looking for?
You know, you're looking, certainly, you know, there's the obvious damage that will happen if a tree or a branch, you know, damages, you know, your siding, your fence, you know, decks, things of that nature. But you should also, you know, consider looking at your roof, right? There's sometimes that, you know, there can be missing shingles or roof flashings that might not be, you know, visible if you're just kind of walking your yard. You might have to do a, you know, deeper look at the roof to make sure there's no damage there, because then that can cause future damage, right, from water entering your home. And also, you know, gutters, make sure your gutters are still intact and working. You know, we're going to experience a lot of rain and have been experiencing a lot of rain. So you want to make sure that your roof and your gutters are also in shape. And some of the things that aren't immediately visible when you're kind of, you know, looking at your surroundings.
Mm-hmm. And again, Greg Smolin is here with AAA, and just some things to think about, because I hate to say it, we are just in the beginning of hurricane season. It lasts until the beginning of November. If you didn't know that, now you do. So just some things to think about. What would you say are some steps, Greg, to kind of fortify your property to limit damage? I mean, are there ways we can best avoid having to even file an insurance claim and mitigate some of the potential severe damage that could, you know, come about our property if the next storm hits?
Sure. I mean, you want to, there are certain doors that have their doors and windows. You want to make sure that there's no gaps, and sometimes you can actually get wind impact rated doors and windows. A garage door, make sure that there's no, you know, your garage door is fortified. That's actually many times during a hurricane, the first thing that can blow in and allow water to enter your home. So, you know, watch your garage door, and certainly your roof, right? Make sure that your roof is in good shape, and, you know, that there aren't kind of missing shingles and damage to your roof. So and certainly bring in all objects from outside. You know, certain objects that can easily be blown in the wind. And again, you know, taking care of your trees, looking at any trees that are overhanging, branches that are overhanging the home, or, you know, there could be trees that, you know, might be, you know, dying in your yard that you may want to take care of those trees too, because they're the ones most susceptible to high winds.
Yeah, some really good information. And again, there's more actually on the AAA website. They've got a hurricane preparation guide. I'm going to link it to our website, voiceofct.com. Greg, I want to thank you for the work that you and everybody at AAA Northeast is doing for our state. Thank you so much for giving us this information here on WICC, and stay safe this summer.
No, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, and everyone stay safe out there during this storm.